Hello and welcome to this podcast with Cisco Systems. My name is Mark Weiner. I'm a director in Cisco's Data Center Solutions Marketing Organization. I'm pleased to share with you today we have Barth Bailey, who's the Vice President of Networking Infrastructure and Security, as well as Ed Jablonski, who is the Senior Vice President of Information Technology Manager with Fulton Financial. Thank you very much for joining and listening today. Let me set the stage for a moment and share a little bit of our conversation. What we're going to do is share some details on how these two leads from Fulton have used some of Cisco's WAN optimization or WAS technology to solve some really core business challenges to the operations of their banking infrastructure and their banking institution. So Ed and Barth, let me set the stage here. I understand that your team has deployed WAS recently. Can you describe a little bit of your existing environment, some of the challenges you may have had, and what role you saw some of this technology potentially addressing for you?
Sure. Our existing IT infrastructure is highly centralized, and we've invested in certain key technologies that we believe enable that centralization, specifically in Citrix MetaFrame Server and centralized SANs and NAS storage, as well as VMware. And what we're really trying to do, Fulton Financial tends to grow through acquisitions and experiences periods of high growth. And we really wanted the primary benefit of the centralization is the ability to scale and grow rapidly with a relatively low incremental cost. So we like to think, while centralization is a pretty hot topic today, we feel that we've been pretty progressive in this area as we started down this road with Citrix MetaFrame approximately 5 years ago.
Interesting. So 5 years you've been a user of Citrix. What might be some of the either challenges or why would you look at WAN optimization technology, regardless of vendor, and what role would you see that playing given what you've put in place over the last 5 years?
Well, primarily we looked at it to solve a problem that's fairly common with a Citrix MetaFrame implementation in a wide area network environment. While the MetaFrame server platform has many compelling benefits, printing tends to be problematic over low bandwidth wide area network links. So specifically, the problem that we were attempting to solve was long print job times to remote office locations. Some of the loan automation and imaging platforms that we use generate extremely large print jobs in excess of 300 megabytes. And so these print jobs were taking an inordinate amount of time to print. So specifically, the primary problem we were looking to solve with our centralized infrastructure was the ability to be able to have print jobs print much more quickly without having to upgrade and incur the extra cost of higher bandwidth WAN links.
Interesting. I know a number of people in the industry look, and typically when they have application or bandwidth challenges, the question is, can I add more servers or can I add more bandwidth? How might you share with some of our readers other ways to look at that same challenge? Because we know that's the traditional way to address performance or volume problems.
Well, we found the WAS solution intriguing because we thought that this was an opportunity to address the issue in a way that would not result in a reoccurring cost. In other words, you upgrade bandwidth, that's an added cost from that point in time forward. So we were hopeful that with a one-time investment in the WAS appliance that we could realize acceptable performance without an increase in our reoccurring costs.
That makes good sense, particularly given the business strategy, right, of growing through acquisition. That would only obviously increase volume, you know, periodically over time. So if you notice that WAN optimization analyzed might be a strong solution to some of these bandwidth and Citrix challenges, what were some of your requirements, or how did you look at different solutions in the marketplace and determine that WAS would be an effective solution for you?
Well, I have to admit, I was a little skeptical of the technology only because I didn't know a whole lot about it and didn't have some other references or accounts that I could talk to see what their experiences were. But our standard for network infrastructure is Cisco, and we decided to take a look at the WAS product line. And some of our requirements, specific requirements, were that, number one, it be easy to implement. Mm-hmm. Number two, that there be a single point of centralized administration. And number mm-hmm. three, that the solution would scale easily at a low incremental cost. So that was kind of the criteria that we okay. looked at. And we found that the WAS solution was very strong in all three of those areas.
Great. So basically,
and I think just to add one more requirement that we had was we wanted it to integrate well into our existing environment, which is highly reliant on standards and standardized equipment. So the Cisco WAS solution was very complementary to the rest of our Citrix infrastructure, and it snapped in significantly more easily than a third-party product may have.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's it doesn't the device isn't how do I want to word it? It's not intrusive. In other words, if the device is down for some mm-hmm. reason, the traffic just continues to flow unoptimized. You know, the device kind of sits off to the side. But it's also platform agnostic, if you will. It doesn't require any agents or software running on a server or the client. It simply integrates very transparently into the existing Cisco infrastructure and optimizes the traffic transparent to the end users or the applications or the endpoints, for that matter.
Got it. So the term transparency, as Cisco often uses in this case, actually translates to advantage for Fulton.
Correct.
Very good. And another question, maybe for some of our listeners looking forward, what value do you see looking forward as your solution scales and gets even further deployed, the value of technology like maintaining security, maintaining your routers and your security within each of your firewalls and your branches, protecting the data stored on your WAS device with technologies like disk encryption? Maybe speak to us a little bit about some of the value or you place on weighing WAN optimization versus also protecting the security you have in place.
Well, due to the fact that we are a Citrix environment, the data stays within the data center, and what's going across the WAN links primarily are screen and keyboard information.
Right.
However, that's not the case with print jobs. In that case, there is data going across the link associated with those print jobs. So, of course, encryption has made the headlines lately for portable devices and laptops, for those devices that tend to travel outside the corporate footprint and where data has not been encrypted. Of course, there's been high-profile incidents of private information being released. Within our corporate infrastructure, although there's not a regulatory requirement to encrypt data in transit internally, we look for opportunities to do that, and specifically for the case of optimization, where data would potentially could be encrypted in transit or at rest on the device at the remote office, I think that can only be a plus and an advantage, particularly out at a branch office. The IT equipment may not be in as secure of a room as, say, a data center. So to have the data encrypted at rest on that appliance could only be a good thing.
Excellent.
It's really all part of a big puzzle for us. It isn't a big strategic plan, really, for us, the way the whole WAS fits in as we grow and as we scale and as we look to use more potentially bandwidth-hungry applications across our WAN links. Bandwidth tends to be one of our highest annual expenses out of anything. So being able to keep those prices down, as well as to keep the data in the, continue with our strategy of keeping the data in the data center, as well as to secure whatever is going along, that it all kind of fits in with the entire centralization strategy.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I think Barth has covered it pretty well from our perspective. We've been pleased with the results that we've seen in our initial deployments and looking forward to future success with it.
Well, thank you. We certainly do as well. Can you maybe share where can people, if they're interested, find out more about Fulton Financial and look a little background on your business?
On the Internet at www.fult.com, and that's www.fult.com.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Ed, and thank you very much, Barth, for sharing some of your deployment success and how this technology can be leveraged to solve and really add to some of your very strong centralization strategies and architectures.
Sure thing.
And thank you, everyone, for listening with us as well. For more information on Cisco's application networking portfolio and for more information on the WAS product that Fulton shared with you today, feel free to visit www.cisco.com/go/optimize-my-WAN. Once again, www.cisco.com/go/optimize-my-WAN, where you can find more background information, application testing results, et cetera, to help you evaluate this technology. With that, I thank you, thank our spokespeople here with us today, and wish everyone a nice